Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having us tonight. I just pray that the Lord will speak through me tonight as we continue. We'll be talking about God's good and perfect gift tonight. I want you guys to sit back, fasten your seatbelts, relax, and enjoy God's presence tonight. If you've not gotten your communion emblems, you can grab yourself those emblems at this point, because those emblems themselves are also part of God's good and perfect gift. We'll be talking tonight about God's perfect gift, and we'll be looking at it in line with communion and healing. You know, God is a good God. God is a perfect God. So what he gives to us is good and it's perfect. Without him, we're nothing. But with him, through him, we can do all things. God has blessed us with every blessing in spiritual places in Christ Jesus. And our focus tonight, by the Spirit of God and by the grace of God, will be on our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect gift that he gave to us when Jesus came to the earth. Now, when we're in December, where we got this word, a good and a perfect gift, the man that the Lord spoke through spoke to us about Mary and how Mary received a promise from God. And that promise was that she would have a son, and that son, his name would be called Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was a gift to the whole world, because the angel told Mary that he will save his people from their sins. So my sins, your sins, our sins have all been forgiven because Jesus came to the earth. He came as a baby, but he did not live as a baby. He grew up as a young boy. He grew up as a man. He got to a particular place where he went out and started his public ministry, speaking to people, blessing people, healing people, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, all as a gift of God to us, humanity. Wherever you come from the surface of the planet, wherever you are right now, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has gone round the world, blessing lives, children, men, and women. So God's perfect gift for us was encapsulated in one person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, we receive so many things. You know one thing the Bible says? It says, if God can give us his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, how will he not with him freely give us all things? So all those other things that we're looking for, healing, health, good relationships, good careers, a good home, food on our table, anything you can think of that we consider as good, God has given it to us through that person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The theme scripture we looked at in December was James 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. And James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift, the King James Version says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'll read from the NLT very, very quickly. The NLT says in verse 17 of James chapter 1, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. So every good gift, every perfect gift comes from our Father in heaven. Even the Lord's Prayer says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses." All those things are gifts. Forgiveness of our trespasses, food on our table. They're all God's presence, God's fellowship. It's a gift of God. If you look at the children of Israel, when God was going to rescue them from Egypt in the Old Covenant, for those of us who have read the book of Exodus, the book of Exodus is the second book in the Bible. It's on the left-hand side. If you open your Bible and start scrolling, after Genesis, you've got Exodus. Now in Exodus, the Lord appeared to a man called Moses and gave him instructions on how to rescue his people. And after the rescue, when God was dealing with the children of Israel, if you start to read further down, you start to see him saying that, "I've chosen you as my people. I'm giving myself as a gift to you, my person as a gift to you." So God himself has given to us his own person as a gift to us. And then if you read in the Bible, there are so many places where he talks about there's no nation whom God has revealed himself to like the nation of Israel, setting them apart, making them a special people to himself. Why? Because he chose them as the vehicle through which he could relate to the whole world. But it started with the children of Israel, and they were able to say that we were a special people. Why are we a special people? Because God gave us a gift. And what was that gift he gave to us? It was the gift of himself. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because God had a purpose for starting that journey. And that journey proceeded all the way down to the arrival of Jesus, the person of God in human form, so that not only the children of Israel, but all nations could have access to him by faith. All nations, everyone, wherever you are, Asian, American, European, African, no matter where you come from, we have been made partakers, made to be people who can enjoy this God's perfect gift. It started from somewhere, but it has spread around the whole world. Thank you, because God has done this thing, because he planned it from a time even before we were born. So many things that God gives to us, he gives us as gifts, things that we don't ask for, things that we don't even deserve. For example, as a church, we've been praying every day for the last 3-4 days about God's mercy. God's mercy is part of his gifts to us. You know why? Because even before you needed the mercy, he gave it to you as a gift. Because when we grew up not knowing God, because God is the judge of the earth and is meant to punish wrong, he chose not to do that because of his mercy. So he extended his mercy to the whole of humanity as part of his person. Someone who gives good gifts. Someone who gives perfect gifts. Even in the book of Matthew, he says that he rains his rain on everyone. Those that hate him, those that love him, he doesn't discriminate. He still gives us his rain. He gives us his sunshine. That's gifts from God. But God gave us even something more precious than that. The most precious thing to him, his son. He didn't have two sons. He had only one. And he gave us that one son for one reason. To save us. To have mercy on us. To give us that perfect gift of sonship, of being part of his family. That's why God gave us the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you feel that you have nothing, if you feel that life has dealt you a bad blow, I'm here to tell you today that there's one good gift and there's one perfect gift that God has made available to everybody. And you don't need to have a ticket to receive that gift. You don't need to be a special person to receive that gift. All you need to do is to believe on him who gives the gift. That's all we need to give, to receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. All we need to do is to ask. Ask. Come to him and ask, Lord, I need that perfect gift that you have given. He gave it to us. One, he gave him to us as a baby. He gave him to us as a man who grew, who went around doing good, healing all people that were oppressed of the enemy, because God was with him. He also gave him to us as a gift on the cross, where he died and took our place of punishment, so that we don't need to suffer the things that we deserve. That was also a gift. Mm. One of the things we learned in December about gifts is that, and I have my notebook here, and if you've got your notebook, if you attended the retreat in December, if your notebooks are beside you, just grab it and have a look at the things that you wrote down. Some of the things you wrote down themselves are actually gifts. This is one of the things I wrote down in my notebook. I wrote down, this is my notes. I'll show you. This is it.
Mm.
If you can all see it, I have written on it, brilliant ideas. Brilliant ideas. One of the things I wrote down for February is that revelation is a gift of God. Revelation. Mm. So that means that all the things God told me about February in December of last year was actually one of his gifts for me. So that when I get to the month of February, I would not struggle, because God loves me. He doesn't want me to struggle. So he said, Ayo, in February, this is what is going to happen. So you know what? Write this down. Put this down. Let me talk to you about these things. And I wrote them down. And one of the things I wrote down is revelation is a gift from God.
Mm.
So God has prepared me for February so that I will not be afraid of February. I'll not be scared of February. I will not run helter-skelter in February. These are part of the gifts that God gives to us. The gifts of his person. The gifts of showing us things to come because he loves us. To prepare us. To give us a place in his inheritance. Those are all the gifts of God. But he did all these things through one person. His only begotten son. His name is Jesus.
Mm.
His name is Jesus.
Mm.
I've heard stories and I've had experiences of times when I've been in trouble and all I could remember was to call the name Jesus and I was saved. I've heard stories about people that were about to drown and they shouted Jesus and they were saved. They were about to be killed and they shouted Jesus and they were saved. In their dreams, some things were happening to them that were not savory, and they shouted Jesus, and they were delivered. The name of Jesus was given to us as a gift. Because it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that he is Lord. Jesus is the gift that we've been given. Tonight, we are celebrating communion. We are celebrating healing. Healing and communion. And it comes through the blood and the body of Jesus. The emblems we spoke about getting earlier, that flatbread, that biscuit, that cracker, actually represents something very, very powerful. Mm. It represents the body of Jesus that was given to us. Given to us. Broken for us. That's what the Bible says. That this is my body broken for you. It wasn't broken for himself. It was broken for you. It was broken for me. He said we should do this in remembrance of him. The blood was shed, not for him, but for us. These are gifts. The gifts come from the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at the book of John chapter 6, where Jesus was discussing about his body and his blood as part of the gifts that he had for you and for me. If you receive anything, if you receive the word, if you received an encouragement, I just want to encourage you tonight. Put it in the comment section. Bless someone, because God has given you a gift. God has actually even made you as a person a gift. Do you know that you're a gift to your dad and your mom? Do you know that you're a gift to your community? Do you know that you're a gift to your school? Do you know that you're a gift in your workplace? Because there are some things that only you can do. There are some things that only you understand. There are some things that without you, things will slow down. Some things may not even work. So God has given us, even as individuals, as gifts. Having family members is a gift. Having a brother is a gift. Having a friend you can call on the phone, it's a gift. Relationships are gifts from God. And all these things happen through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 6. We'll just go through a few bits and pieces of John chapter 6. I'll be reading from the NLT. John chapter 6, verse 27. I'll start with 27. The backdrop was Jesus was talking to some people and was telling them some things. And when before he told them those things, they had actually eaten from Jesus' gift, which was a miracle, where he multiplied bread. So everyone ran down to, oh, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? So they were looking for him as a source of provision, a source of all the food they're going to eat. But Jesus now speaks to them to help them actually focus on even bigger and better gifts. And he said, but don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. Can give you a gift, eternal life. Eternal life, a gift he can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. So they said, we want to perform God's work too. What should we do? This is verse 28. I'll go down to, because these people were the special people. You know, they said, we want to perform God's work too. Jesus said to them, this is the only work God wants you to. Believe in the one he has sent. Believe in the gift, that perfect gift. That's all you need to do. And then they asked him, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture says, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now, Jesus corrected them and says, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My father did. My father did. So even the gifts they were talking about to the children of Israel back in the days of Moses, the manna, my father gave it to them. And he said, and now he offers you the true bread from heaven, which is what we are going to partake of tonight. I'm so excited. I hope you are all excited. He says that the true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven. Remember what we read? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? From above.
From above.
From above. He said, and gives life to the world. So it was not only just to people in Jerusalem where he was talking. It was to you. It was to me. A wonderful gift. I love these people. Look at what they said in verse 34. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day.
Come on.
Every day. Every day. Every day. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. That's what he said. So he's talking about the gift of himself. Himself, his body. Because he says that if you go down to verse 53, he says, so Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. That is the gift that we are actually partaking of tonight. We are celebrating tonight. We are going to receive eternal life through eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Verse 54, anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. We have an eternal hope that if we partake of his body and of his blood, if we drink that biscuit, yes, it is biscuit physically, but spiritually, it is his body, broken for you, broken for me, for our healing, for our health, for our preservation. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 talks about what his body means to us. It was broken for us, for our diseases, for our sicknesses. He said that the chastisement of our peace, the suffering of our peace was laid on him, and with his stripes, we are healed. That's the body. The blood, what does the blood do? The blood speaks. Blood actually speaks, because life is in the blood. Abel, the first man that was killed on the surface of the earth, his blood was crying for vengeance. Do you know the blood of Jesus cries out for mercy? Not for himself, but for you and for me. For you, his blood is saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. The blood not only does that, the blood washes all our sins so that we can approach God the Father as pure babies, individuals that have never sinned before. That's how powerful his blood is. His blood was shed for our forgiveness, for our healing, for our deliverance. And it cleanses us in real time. The blood was shed physically 2,000 plus years ago, but it's working spiritually in real time. And we can partake of it. We can eat of it tonight and enjoy the same effects, like as if Jesus died tonight. By the way, he said, do this in remembrance of me. So we're actually even doing it to remember him. We're going to take out of that body because it's a good gift. It's a perfect gift. It heals diseases. Diseases that do not even yet exist. It will take care of it. The blood of Jesus washes sins, any type of sin. It cleanses not only from physical stuff, it cleanses emotionally and spiritually. A good and a perfect gift. And with these two things, we have something even more powerful: eternal life. Life that never ends. The biggest fear we all have as human beings is the fear of dying. That's the biggest fear we all have. All other fears are connected to that one fear, the fear of dying. If you're afraid of rats, it's because you think the rat can kill you. If you're afraid of heights, you feel that if you fall down, you will die. Everything boils down to that fear of dying. But Jesus has come to give us life. And life abundantly. Life that overflows. Life that never ends. And that's what he said in verse 53 and verse 54. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 55, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Are you looking for protection? Are you looking for a safe place to be? You know, in the world today, we're talking about safe spaces, safe places, because of things that are happening, either to people emotionally, even the sicknesses that are out there, troubling lives, troubling souls, killing people. Are we looking for safety? It's in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's in that person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says we should come to him. Come and eat out of my flesh. Come and eat. And come and drink my blood. When he spoke to the people at this time, they were shocked. They were like, are we cannibals? What's this man talking about? Is this not Jesus? Is he not the one who lived with us? And they missed that perfect gift. But you and I have an opportunity tonight to enjoy that good and that perfect gift. Remember, the Lord died for you and died for me so that we can receive the gift of his body and of his blood. And in those two emblems, everything is an offshoot. healing that we are looking for, the health we are looking for, the abundant life we are looking for, the forgiveness, even the guilty conscience that we want to get rid of. We want, we can't sleep at night. The guilty conscience, the blood is so powerful, it washes away a guilty conscience. Do you feel guilty? Come to the Lord Jesus. Receive his blood. Receive forgiveness. Is your body racked with pain and disease? Ask the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Mercy is a gift of God. Lord, have mercy on me. That's all. He said, believe on the one he has sent. It's that simple. Believe. Lord, just come to him and say, Lord, I believe you were the one that was sent. I come to you in simplicity, 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 and say, Lord, I want to be a partaker of your body, and I want to be a partaker of your blood. I want to participate in your body, and I want to participate in your blood. I want to drink of your blood, and I want to eat of your body, because you said that if I do these things, I will have eternal life. And apart from that, I will also abide in you. So apart from having eternal life, then I have protection on top of it as well. I have healing. So everything we need is in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we round up, I just want us to reflect. As I said before, if you attended the retreat we had, the retreat is a time we spend every year towards the end of the year where we set ourselves apart to sit down with God, to say, Lord, speak to us about the following year. We've been doing that for many years, and we did that last year as well. It takes place in the last 12 days of the year, and each day of the year represents a month of the following year. So these words we are sharing and we are experiencing, we're talking about, we received it in that place where we came to God to say, Lord, we need you. You are the one who can see the future. Speak to us. And he gave us that gift of revelation. If you have your notebooks, look through those notebooks tonight. What are the things God has told you? They are actually gifts to you. My son, my daughter, do these things in remembrance of me. Do you love me? Obey my commandments. What are the commandments? He has given it to you. They are there in your notebooks. They are there in the word of God. He says, love me and love everyone else. Do you need strength? Are you burned out? Come to me. Are you laboring? Come to me. Do you need strength? Come to me. Do you need mercy? Come to my throne. Do you need healing? Cry out to me. Are you afflicted? Pray. Are you joyful? Sing psalms. Sing psalms. He has given us gifts. Maybe you feel that you've not received any, but you have. Your life, your health, your vitality, joy in your heart, food on your table, a roof over your head. They're all gifts because they are good. And if you need any, ask. God is also a father. He said, if you ask, you will receive. That's also a gift. It's a gift that you can come to the maker of the whole universe and ask. Where it is so difficult to even ask, even the local councilor or the mayor or the president of nations, but you can ask the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Easy access. That is a gift. That you can bypass the most powerful people in the world to meet the most powerful person in existence. That is a gift. Daddy, I just want to say thank you tonight because of the gift you have given to us. And thank you because you have given us the best gift you have.
Yes, Lord.
The best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for making us even partakers. Participators. To be able to eat of that body. That these people that were there physically struggled. They struggled to receive. They were like, we don't know what you're talking about. But we have received the same thing. Revelation. That it's not, he wasn't just talking about his physical flesh. He was talking about a revelation. And if the people had said, we don't and help us, they would have received the same thing. But thank you that you've counted us to be worthy to actually take of that body and that blood. A good and a perfect gift. I just want us to open our hearts up tonight, first and foremost, to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, to his person. That is the best gift you can receive, the person. Every other thing becomes an addition. It's the first thing, it's him. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. The best thing, he gives you first himself. Then all these things are added. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We receive everything. We say, be it unto us according to your word. Lord, as you have spoken through your Son, every single word confirming our lives with signs following to the glory of your name, of your name. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Uncle AY. You shared some very profound things. We're going to go to physically right now, partaking of that greatest gift we've just learned tonight, the gift of Jesus himself, his body, his flesh, and his blood. And as our brother was ministering, reminding us of so many things, so let's get the juice ready, and let's get the bread ready. Our brother was reminding us of something very simple but profound. I read to us Romans chapter 8 as a reminder. Romans chapter 8, and I read from verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. The verse 30, the previous verses, was talking of how God declares us free, frees us from every guilt of sin, how he freely justifies us. That's a free gift. And then that verse 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can successfully be against us? Now, verse 32. He who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Listen, the ultimate gift that God can give is himself. if he can freely, the Bible says, freely give to us the greatest and ultimate gift, Jesus, what else can he not give us? Listen, look at this analogy as we're about to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus right now. It's just symbolic of everything Jesus is. His body, his blood. Listen to this simple analogy. You come to someone who is a giver and you are asking for his gifts. You're begging, just give me a gift. So the gift, one of the gifts we've learned tonight, healing. Maybe even you are believing for something better. You want your situation, your circumstances to be better. Those are gifts. So you come to the giver, please, I want this gift. I want that gift. And the giver is saying, listen, I want to give you myself. Not just my gifts, myself, the giver. If you and I have the giver, then we have his gifts. The giver with his gifts is the greatest and ultimate we can ever have. And that's what God did. I do not know what you are asking for. That gift you are asking for. Mercy. His mercy prevails over judgment. He has justified. He just wants us to believe like Abraham. Abraham simply believed. And tonight, just believe. And you know the amazing thing? When Jesus was enacting this communion we're about to take tonight, it wasn't like he cut his flesh for them and said, eat. It wasn't like he cut himself and drained his blood and said, drink my blood. It was not physical. Even when he was enacting this, it was just symbolic to tell you, this is what I'm doing for you. But do this to remind yourself, I did this for you. Gave my whole self. And if you have me, you have everything. You have me, the giver, with my gifts. In the name of Jesus. I just want us to begin to thank him right now. As we lift the bread, as we lift the wine, I will read to us a simple scripture. A simple scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Just listen and believe and receive that profound truth. I have Jesus. I have everything. I have the giver. I have his gifts. It is that simple. Only believe. And I have the one who is the Savior. I have salvation. I have the one who cleanses me from every sin. I have my sins forgiven once I have him. So everything, the ultimate, greatest, perfect gift, be reminded of tonight. Let's take the bread and let's take the wine. And I read to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. For I have received from the Lord himself that instruction which I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this represents my body, which is offered as a sacrifice for you. Do this in affectionate remembrance of me. Can you take that symbolic bread, break it, give thanks? You have the giver, you have all his gifts. Healing, salvation, deliverance, promotion, whatever. You have the giver, you have every gift. How much, if he can give you himself, what else can he not give? So let's give thanks tonight as we take the bread in the name of Jesus. Let's thank him right now for whatever gift you are asking for. You have the giver. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving me yourself. Thank you for giving me your body. Bruised for my iniquities. And the Bible says, from verse 25, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He take the cup and lift it up, saying, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this, and as often as you drink it, in affectionate remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are symbolically proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. Why did he die? He died as an offering, giving himself completely, totally as a burnt offering for you, for me. Once we have him, we have everything. So give thanks right now as we drink in remembrance that God has given us the greatest and ultimate gift, himself, in the name of Jesus. Let's just give thanks right now. Let's give thanks right now. Give thanks for everything. Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, for everything you have done. Everything, every single thing you have done. I have you, Lord Jesus. I have everything. And I thank you. I will lack no good thing. I am a gift. I can see some of us already declaring in the comments, I am a gift. I am a gift. God has reminded us, you are a gift to your family, to your generation. You are a gift to your community. You are a gift, a gift. Listen, when you know who you are, it takes care of any identity crisis. You are a gift. It is not only our brother we know whose name is Gift, that is the gift. God has made all of us gifts. I am a gift. Please declare and begin to thank God. You have the gift of healing, salvation. I send the word of healing, the word of deliverance to you wherever you are. The word of God that never returns to him void meets you at the point of your need wherever you are. There is nothing God cannot do. Nothing, nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, right now, we're just going to take this declaration. I'll bring it up on the screen. Let us declare this together. Let's take these declarations together. Together, together. We receive this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Right? Just repeat after me and declare. In the name of Jesus, I arise today and I shine because God is my light and salvation. I arise because the light of God shines into me and through me into every darkness in the world. In Jesus' name, I am radiant with the glory, splendor, majesty, and honor of the Lord. The glory and brilliance of the Lord upon me makes me to shine before nations. In the name of Jesus, people come to my light, and I shine with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. I create solutions and solve problems on the earth. In the name of Jesus, to the glory of God, I solve people's problems. And they bring gold and silver to me, to the glory of God. In the midst of darkness, my light will always be seen, and I will always shine to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I am radiant with the glory. splendor, majesty, and honor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we just give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.